Chapter 3. Student Learning Teams by John N. Gardner and A. Jerome Jeweler from Your College Experience.
Research has shown that college students can learn as much or more from peers as they do from instructors and textbooks. When students work effectively in a supportive group, the experience can be a very powerful way to improve academic achievement and satisfaction with the learning experience. Recent interviews with college students at Harvard University revealed that nearly every senior who had been part of a study group considered this experience crucial to his or her academic progress and success. The list below describes several important activities that you and your study group or learning team can collaborate on. Activities for a learning team. 1. Sharing class notes. Team up with other students immediately after class to share and compare notes. One of your teammates may have picked up something you missed or vice versa. 2. Comparing ideas about assigned readings. After completing each week's readings, team up with other students to compare your highlighting and margin notes. See if you all agree on what the author's major points were and what information in the chapter you should study for exams. 3. Doing library research. Studies show that many students are unfamiliar with library research and sometimes experience library anxiety. Forming library research teams is an effective way to develop a social support group for reducing this fear and for locating and sharing information. 4. Meeting with the instructor. Having your team visit the instructor during office hours to seek additional assistance in preparing for exams is an effective team learning strategy for several reasons. If you are shy or unassertive, it may be easier to see an instructor in the company of other students. Your team visit also sends a message to the instructor that you are serious about learning. 5. Reviewing test results. After receiving test results, the members of a learning team can review their individual tests together to help one another identify the sources of their mistakes and to identify any model answers that received maximum credit. You can use this information to improve your performance on subsequent tests or assignments. Not all learning teams, however, are equally effective. Sometimes group work is unsuccessful or fails to reach its full potential because insufficient thought was given to how teams should be formed or how they should function. The following suggestions are strategies for maximizing the power of peer collaboration. Strategies for making a learning team successful. 1. In forming teams, seek peers who will contribute quality and diversity. Look for fellow students who are motivated, who attend class regularly, are attentive and participate actively while in class, and complete assignments on time. Include teammates from both genders, as well as students with different personality characteristics. Such variety will bring different life experiences and different styles of thinking and learning strategies to your team, which can increase both its quality and versatility. Furthermore, choosing only your friends or classmates who have similar interests and lifestyles can often result in a learning group that is more likely to get off track and onto topics that have nothing to do with the learning task. 2. Keep your group size small, 3 to 6 classmates. Smaller groups allow for more face-to-face interaction and eye contact, and less opportunity for any one individual to shirk his or her responsibility. Also, it's much easier for small groups to get together outside of class. Consider choosing an even number of teammates, so you can work in pairs in case the team decides to divide its work into separate parts for different members to work on. 3. Hold individual team members accountable for contributing to the learning of their teammates. Research on study groups at Harvard University indicates that they are effective only if each member has done the required coursework in advance of the group meeting. One way to ensure proper preparation is to ask each member to come to the group meeting prepared with specific information to share with teammates, as well as with questions on which they would like to receive help from the team. Another way to ensure that each teammate prepares properly for the meeting is to have individual members take on different roles or responsibilities. For example, each member could assume special responsibility for mastering a particular topic, section, or skill to be taught to the others. This course may be the perfect place for you to form learning teams and to start putting principles of good teamwork into practice. The teamwork skills you build in this course can be applied to your future courses, particularly those which you find most difficult. What's more, national surveys of employers consistently show that being able to work effectively in teams is one of the most important and valued skills in today's work world.